This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome everybody to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from Haramain. Today the Qari recited, the Imam recited from Surah At-Tawbah, the ninth surah of the Quran. And the ninth surah is interesting because it has a number of special characteristics. The ninth surah was among the last surahs of the Quran to be revealed. Surah At-Tawbah is one of the last. So in of course it comes at the inflection point of understanding that most of what the Quran's injunctions already came to pass. So Surah At-Tawbah acts like when you're trying to build a house and the last thing that's left is the paint job. So the last points of what you want to complete the house with is in Surah At-Tawbah, and that's why it was among the final surahs to be revealed. So Surah At-Tawbah has a lot of concepts that after Islam has been established and gradation and priorities have already been mentioned, so that the Tawbah comes at that point to kind of bring the final touches. But one of the ayat that kind of touched me in this particular surah, Surah At-Tawbah, that I want to reflect on is ayah 62 from Surah At-Tawbah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ لِيُرْضُوكُمْ وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُرْضُوهُ إِنْ كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. So true faith here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes beautifully as what are the believers really seeking in life and seeking with their faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they swear by Allah to you believers in order to please you, while it is the pleasure of Allah and His Messenger that they should seek if they are true believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in essence teaches us something very powerful, and that is seek the pleasure of Allah alone. Everything that you're doing in life is in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in essence, this notion of when we seek people's acceptance, when we do anything for people's acceptance, and maybe to fit in, and maybe to acclimate and adjust ourselves, the true reality is that we should seek the pleasure of Allah and His Messenger. وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَرْضُوهُ وَرْيُرْضُوهُ. Right? That Allah and His Messenger are more deserving of seeking their pleasure. So, it's a powerful reminder that the whole point of Islam at the end of the day is to only care about what Allah and His Messenger, in their pleasure and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have guided us to. So there might be a constant push for us to move one direction or one way, or to seek a difference in our life, and pressure to acquiesce and to acclimate and to adjust and to assimilate. But the only pleasure that we should really seek is the pleasure of Allah and His Messenger. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said in a very powerful hadith that those who seek the pleasure of others in spite or against the pleasure of Allah, Allah will make their affairs in disarray and make poverty come before their eyes, and they will not find any clarity basically in their life. But those who seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of the displeasure of people, Allah will make the people pleased with them, and He is pleased with them. So He is pleased with them, and they will also become pleased with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them any kind of material wealth or gain or whatever they seek from this dunya, even if they don't seek it. Meaning Allah will suffice them. And that's why there's a very beautiful dua that the Imams here in the Haramain, they make. Allah, make us of those that when we trusted upon You, You suffice them. Allahumma ja'alna mimman tawakkalu alayka fakafaytahum. There's such a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, make us of those that when we relied on You, You suffice them. Oh Allah, be among the believers that only seek the pleasure of Allah and His Messenger. And that's a very, very powerful ayah 62 in Surah At-Tawbah, which we should really kind of deeply reflect on. Are we seeking the pleasure of Allah in our lives? Are we constantly acquiescing, trying to seek the pleasure of others? And our life changes and our positions change and our opinions change based on trying to please other people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that true believers, and again, Surah At-Tawbah is among the last surahs to be revealed. So this is like the greatest thing we could actually hope for, is that when our pleasure and the things that we seek, they are in line with what Allah and His Messenger seeks. So seek the pleasure of Allah alone. That's the reflection that I have here from Masjid Nabawi. Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain. Day 13 will continue inshallah tomorrow, day 14 of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and bless all of us, and allow us to seek the pleasure of Allah and whatever Allah loves, and his messenger, and to gather us in the company of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest level of Jannah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'll give you all a view of the Masjid al-Nabawi inshallah, and see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I don't know.